Mossbelly McPherson and the Dwarves of Doom, written by Alex Gardner and read by Ryan Ireland. Roger Paxton's stomach was churning. He was scared. Hugh Ball was waiting for him at the park, looking for revenge. It had all started when Roger had intervened as Hugh was twisting another boy's arm. In front of the entire playground, Roger had shouted at Hugh and called him an unmitigated bully. He wasn't really sure what unmitigated meant, but he had heard someone else saying it. And it had worked. Hugh had stopped his attack on the boy and turned his attention to Roger. Fortunately, before Hugh could inflict any damage, a teacher had intervened and saved Roger. But a message to meet Hugh at the park at 4 o'clock, or else, had been delivered during the afternoon break. Roger looked at his watch. It was 4:05 on Friday. He could turn the next corner and meet Hugh, or he could turn around and go home. Meeting Hugh would end in considerable pain, but going home would only prolong what he would eventually have to face on Monday morning to save Hugh's reputation as the undisputed school bully. Roger sighed and began walking towards the park. He had only taken a couple of steps when he bumped into something hard and unyielding. He staggered back and stood looking at... what? Roger blinked. There was nothing there. He held out both hands and felt the empty air. There was a loud grunt, followed by the sound of heavy footsteps. Roger began to walk away quickly. Behind him, someone sniff-snorted. Roger spun round. From out of nowhere, a dwarf appeared. A dwarf who looked as though he had just stepped out of a fantasy film. "Where did you come from?" gasped Roger. The dwarf looked puzzled. "Can you see me?" he asked, raising his arms and looking down at himself as he turned his body from side to side. Roger nodded vigorously. He was looking at a dwarf wearing a flimsy see-through cloak and hood. Under the cloak, the dwarf was dressed in a brown leather tunic with matching trousers tucked into scuffed boots. The dwarf was almost as broad as he was tall. He had a wrinkly, leathery face covered in faint blue marks and a long grey beard. There was a sword, dagger, and a knobbly cudgel on one side of his waist, and a bulky black satchel hanging on the other side. A two-headed axe was strapped to his lower chest, and Roger caught a glimpse of a small black hammer nestling just under his beard as the dwarf moved his body. "Yes," said Roger, still nodding.
"Are you sure?" asked the dwarf in a deep, rumbling voice.
His accent was of someone from the Highlands of Scotland. Roger closed his eyes and rubbed them. He opened his eyes. The dwarf was standing directly in front of him.
"Yes!" shouted Roger.
"Bell ringers!" roared the dwarf.
He began tugging at the clasp, holding the flimsy cloak round his neck.
"Please," said Roger, backing away, "don't."
"Don't what?"
asked the dwarf, still struggling with the clasp. "I'm not going to do anything to you, ugly human. Get out of here!" Roger turned to run.
"Wait!"
The dwarf had stopped tugging and was now thumping the clasp with his stubby hands.
"What is your name?"
"I'm...
Roger,"